Welcome to the deep dive. We basically take a whole lot of information, pull out the best bits, and tailor it just for you.
Exactly. It's all about focused insights.
And today, we're looking at a fantastic new camera, the FF24-0004, or, you know, the GFX100RF. This one is specifically for Wojtek, who's just become the proud owner.
Right. So Wojtek, our goal here is simple. Help you get comfortable in shooting with your new GFX100RF fast without making your head spin with too many technical details.
We've dug into the user manual, obviously, and also a pretty useful YouTube review to get a feel for it.
And that review really highlighted the feel of the camera, didn't it? It mentioned how premium it feels, surprisingly compact for large format, light too. And it's got that, well, that classic Fujifilm tactile charm.
You mean the dials and the clicks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Proper physical controls. It apparently just feels good in the hand, makes you want to actually use it.
Okay, so Wojtek's got it. He's appreciating the feel. What are the absolute first physical things he needs to know? Like, where are the essentials?
Okay, good question. The manual's got a diagram on page 2, but let's quickly cover the big ones.
Yeah.
You've got the ONOF switch marked B. Can't miss that.
Obviously.
Then the shutter button, C. The exposure compensation dial, the D, we'll definitely talk more about that one later. And then a combined dial, E, for shutter speed and sensitivity, or ISO.
Right.
And crucially, the little joystick on the back. That's the focus stick or focus lever marked P. Super important for picking your focus point, but also for navigating the menus.
Ah, okay. Dual purpose.
Definitely. Plus, there's control lever, sometimes a control ring on the lens itself, front and rear command dials for adjustments, and a little indicator lamp to show you what's going on.
Got it. So those are the key controls to touch first. Now, how do we get it powered up and ready for that first shot? What's the initial setup dance?
First up, safety first. Attach the strap. Page 42 in the manual shows how. Always a good idea.
Sensible. Then memory cards.
Yep. It takes standard SD cards. The manual mentions SD, SDHC, and SDXC. There are actually 2 slots, so you can pop a card into slot 1 or 2. Doesn't really matter which one to start. Page 50 covers that.
And those cards store everything, photos and video.
Correct. The manual clarifies that in the terminology bit up front, they call them pictures and movies.
Okay. Card in, power.
Battery time. Page 48 shows how to insert it. Then charging it comes with a USB cable type C connector. That's connector W in the diagrams, pages 55 and 254.
So just plug it into a phone charger?
Pretty much, yeah. Any standard USB power adapter should work. The little indicator light on the camera will tell you when it's charging and when it's done. Page 55 explains the lights.
Can you charge from a computer too?
You can, page 56. Connect it via USB, but the camera needs to be off for that to work. One small warning on page 55, probably best not to use that specific USB cable for other gadgets.
Good to know.
And when it's plugged in and getting power via USB, you'll see a little power plug icon on the screen. Page 56 mentions that.
All right, strap on, card in, battery charging. What's next before we actually, you know, take a picture?
Setting the date and time. Page 60 gives the quick steps. Hit menu O, follow the instructions. Pretty standard stuff.
Can you skip that if you're eager?
Actually, yes. If you just want to start shooting, you can press the dispepra back button to bypass it for now.
Handy.
Also worth mentioning right away is the smartphone app. Pages 61 and 249 talk about this. The camera can show a QR code, you scan it with your phone, download the app, lets you transfer pictures wirelessly, even use your phone as a remote control.
Oh, remote control is always useful. Any other settings to maybe tweak right at the beginning?
There's one setting, auto power off temp. It's on pages 61 and 323. If you think you'll be doing long video recordings, especially using a tripod, setting this to high H might prevent the camera from shutting down due to heat.
But there's a catch.
There is. The manual warns that if you're hand holding the camera in hot weather with that high GH setting, the camera body could get quite warm, maybe even uncomfortably so. Just something to be aware of.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. Camera's powered up. Basics are covered. How does Wojtek actually get around inside the camera's menus and options?
The main button is menu AK, page 34. That's your entry point to, well, everything.
The gateway.
Exactly. Then there's the Disp Bake button, pages 28 and 218. This changes what you see on the LCD screen or viewfinder, like different info displays.
Okay.
It's also your go back button when you're inside the menus.
And that little joystick again, the focus stick.
Yep, the focus stick, page 5. We said it's for focus points, but it's also your main way to move within the menus up, down, left, right. Really intuitive once you use it for a minute.
Okay, buttons and sticks. What about the screen on the back? It looks like a touchscreen.
It absolutely is, and it's pretty useful. The manual covers touch controls for shooting on page 36 and for playback on page 40. So when you're looking at your photos,
like on a phone, swipe, pinch.
Exactly like that. Swipe to go between pictures, pinch to zoom in or out. Pages 164, 204 mention this. You can double tap to zoom right into the focus point and drag your finger to look around the zoomed in image. Page 303 has the details.
Does it just work out of the box?
You might need to enable it. You'll want to go into the menus. Button dial setting, then find touchscreen setting and make sure a touchscreen setting is turned on. That's on page 303.
Okay.
And while you're in there, Wojtek, you might see something called Sahosh function, pages 303 and 339. Worth enabling that too.
Sahosh function. Sounds intriguing. What does that do?
Think of them as quick gesture shortcuts on the screen. You flick your finger in a specific direction to pull up a setting instantly.
Oh, cool. Like what?
By default, flicking up, that's TFN1 brings up the histogram, you know, the graph showing brightness levels.
Yep.
Flicking left, TFN2, gets you straight to the film simulations, which is brilliant. We need to talk more about those. Flicking right, TFN3, is for white balance adjustments, tweaking the colors. And flicking down, TFN4, takes you to focus area selection. Page 339 lists these defaults. It's a super fast way to change things once you remember the flicks.
That does sound quick. Okay, navigating is sorted. Let's get to the fun part, actually taking pictures. What are some key shooting features Wojtek should explore first?
Okay, drive modes. There's a drive delete button marked L on page 7. Press that and you get options like continuous burst shooting, you know, holding the shutter down for lots of shots.
Right, for action.
Exactly. Or bracketing. That's where the camera takes several photos in a row, but changes the setting like exposure slightly for each one. Page 114 mentions drive modes, and page 183 confirms various bracketing types are available.
Useful for tricky lighting. What about controlling light sensitivity? ISO.
There's that dedicated dial we mentioned, dial E. You lift it slightly and rotate to set the ISO value. Page 105 explains this. A is auto ISO the camera chooses. C means command dial. So if you set the ISO dial to C, you then use one of the front or rear command dials to actually pick the ISO number. Gives you quick manual control. Page 105 again.
Can you customize the auto ISO?
You can. In the main shooting menu, there's an ISO auto setting option, page 173. You can set up three different auto ISO profiles, AATO 1, 2, 3, with different maximum sensitivities and minimum shutter speeds. Quite flexible.
Okay. And how does the camera figure out the overall brightness, the exposure?
That's metering, or photometry as the manual calls it. You find the options for this in the shooting menu, page 110. It basically tells the camera which part of the scene to measure the light from, like the whole scene or just the center.
But you can override that, make it brighter or darker yourself.
Absolutely. That's what the exposure compensation dial is for, dial D. Turn it away from zero to make things brighter, plus or darker.
Simple enough.
And if you need more adjustment than the dial offers, set it to the C's position. Then, just like with ISO, use the front command dial to make much larger adjustments. Page 110 mentions this C's setting.
Is there a way to see the effect before shooting?
Usually, yes. If you have pressed the shutter button, the screen or viewfinder should give you a live preview of how the exposure compensation is affecting the image brightness.
Nice. What about image files? JPEG, RAW? Any tips there for a beginner?
So page 137 covers image quality. You can shoot JPEGs, which are processed in camera, smaller files ready to go, or RAW files, which capture all the sensor data unprocessed.
Give you more editing flexibility later.
Exactly. Much more room to adjust things like white balance and exposure on your computer without losing quality. The camera even offers different RAW types, lossless compressed or uncompressed. Page 183 touches on that. Affects file size.
Any other formats?
There's HEIF as well, page 184. It's kind of like a modern JPEG, good quality small files. But compatibility can still be an issue sometimes. Not all software reads HEIFs yet. So JPEG or RAW are probably the main ones for Wojtek to focus on initially.
Okay. Now, you mentioned them before, the film simulations. That's a big Fujifilm thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Page 128 talks about them. They are designed to mimic the look of Fujifilm's classic photographic films, Velvia, Provia, Astia, Classic Chrome. Lots of great options.
And you said you can access them with a screen flick.
Yep. Flicking left, TFN2, if you've enabled the touch functions, page 339. That's probably the quickest way. The YouTube review also mentioned you might be able to customize the control ring on some lenses to cycle through them.
That would be very good.
It really would. Definitely encourage Wojtek to just play around with these, see which ones you like for portraits, for landscapes, for different moods. It's a core part of the Fujifilm experience.
Totally. Okay. Getting sharp shots, focusing. What are the basics?
You can choose your main focus mode in the shooting menu under AF Mode E, pages 152 and 199. Things like single point AF for still subjects or continuous AF for moving ones.
And choosing where to focus.
That's the focus stick again, page 97. Use that little joystick to move your active focus point or zone around the frame. Super direct control.
What about focusing on people?
There's a face eye detection setting, page 201. Turn that on, and the camera will automatically look for faces and even prioritize focusing on the eyes. The review said it works really well on this camera, makes portrait shooting much easier.
The review also mentioned something about a dedicated dial for a digital teleconverter.
It did, yes. It's a dial on the front, and apparently its function is fixed. It's only for the digital teleconverter. You can't assign something else to it.
What does it do? Just zooms in digitally?
Essentially, yes. It crops into the sensor image, giving you either a 1.4x or 2x tighter view, effectively like using a longer lens. Page 174 covers it. The cool thing the reviewer noted was that even with the crop, the image quality holds up surprisingly well.
So it's like having extra reach built in.
Kind of, yeah. A quick way to reframe or get closer without changing your lens or position. Quite useful in some situations.
This camera sounds incredibly customizable. Buttons, dials, touch functions. Where does Wojtek even start with tailoring it?
It really is highly customizable. That YouTube review definitely emphasized that. You can change what many of the buttons do, what the command dials control in different modes, what the lens control ring does.
Where do you find all those settings?
The main hub is the button dial setting menu, page 319. That's where you assign functions. We already talked about touch screen setting and touch function on page 339. You can customize the dedicated function, FN buttons, page 339 again. Control ring settings are page 320. Control lever settings, page 321.
Wow, okay. Lots to explore there.
And don't forget my menu, pages 291 and 331. This lets you build your own custom menu page with just the settings you use most often. Saves digging through the main menus all the time. Highly recommend setting that up once you figure out your go-to options.
Great tip.
Yeah.
Okay, the Wojtek's been out shooting, got some great images thanks to all this. How does he look at them on the camera?
Easy peasy. Just press the play button. It's marked them on page 69. That takes you into playback mode.
And then it's the touch controls we talked about.
Exactly. Swipe to move between images, pinch to zoom, double tap for a closer look at the focus point, drag to pan around when zoomed in, all covered on pages 40 and 303. Very intuitive.
How about deleting shots he doesn't want?
Use that drive delete button again, the one Mark Della all about it. When you're in playback, it becomes the delete button. Pages 72 and 305 explain it. Just be careful.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Pretty much, yeah. The manual warns deleted pictures can't be recovered on the camera, so make sure you want to delete it. You can also protect images you definitely want to keep safe.
Yeah.
Page 231 shows how. And rotate images if they're sideways, page 232.
Good safety net with the protect function. What about getting pictures off the camera? Connectivity.
It's well connected. You can link up with a smartphone using Bluetooth or even a USB cable, pages 249 and 254. There's also wireless LAN, Wi-Fi for connecting, page 262.
And connecting to a computer.
Standard USB connection, page 273. When you connect it, you can usually set the camera to USB card reader mode, page 276. Then it just appears on your computer like a regular card reader, making it simple to drag and drop files.
Very straightforward. Okay, last thing. What if something seems wrong? Any quick troubleshooting pointers for Wojtek?
Well, that little indicator lamp we mentioned earlier, page 16, is often the first clue. Its color or blinking pattern can tell you if it's writing to the card, charging, or if there's maybe an error.
What about warnings on the screen?
You might see temperature warnings if the camera gets too hot or cold, and it might even shut down automatically to protect itself. Pages 51, 305, and 323 mention this. Just let it cool down or warm up. You might also see card error messages or other warnings pop up.
Where should he look if that happens?
The back of the manual is your friend here. There are sections dedicated to warning messages and displays and errors. Pages 403 and 404 start those sections. They list common messages and what they mean, usually the first place to check.
Okay, great. So Wojtek, wrapping this up for you, this GFX 100RF sounds like an amazing piece of gear. It's got that premium tactile feel, combines classic controls with modern touch stuff, and offers a ton of customization.
It really does. And hopefully this deep dive gives you a solid starting point. We've covered getting set up, navigating key shooting features like film sims and focus, playback, connectivity, the essentials to get you going confidently.
The idea wasn't to ground you in every single menu item, but just to, point you towards the most useful things right off the bat.
Yeah.
It seems like a camera that's both easy to pick up and incredibly deep once you start exploring.
Absolutely. It balances that intuitive handling with powerful features and that ability to really make it work your way.
So, Wojtek, maybe a final thought to leave you with. Start thinking about how this camera, with its big sensor and those unique film simulations, can really shape your photography.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks resonate with you? Which features feel most natural?
Yeah, maybe for your next outing, pick just one or two film simulations to really focus on, or identify one setting you keep changing and try assigning it to a function button, or even that My Menu we talked about. See how that changes your flow.
Make it your own. Happy shooting, Wojtek, and really enjoy discovering what you and this camera can create together.